Well, we're beginning to get some sense of normalcy. United Airlines announcing they were increasing their flights like crazy for the month of August. And American Airlines is going to start selling all of their seats, which is kind of a scary thing, I guess. And probably a good thing for the luxury coach service Vonlane, which is ramping back up business for all over Texas. Alex Danz is the founder and the CEO of Vonlane. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again. It's good to be back.
Well, and it's good to see you back. Now, you've had some operations going since,
That's right.
The end of May?
Yeah, the weekend after Memorial Day, May 29th, was just a date we kind of felt was the right time to dip our toe back in the water. And so we've been at it for about a month now, and it's been interesting.
Yeah. Well, so I assume you're sterilizing everything and...
Yeah, we've put a lot of precautions in place. So we are doing contactless fever scanning before boarding of all passengers. We are strongly encouraging and requesting that all passengers stay masked throughout the trip unless they're eating. Our crew is masked. We have blocked all of our aisle seats so that you always sit alone with an aisle, with a seat and an aisle between you and the next passenger.
So you're not selling all the seats.
No.
Well, you don't have very many seats to begin with.
Yeah. So we're 22 seats max capacity. So we're blocking eight of them. So at most, you're going to travel with 13 other people, which is great when you think about, you know, what we're seeing with the airlines and how much capacity they've cut. Every flight has a minimum of 100 people on it. So we think we have a great alternative for folks who want to travel with less people.
Well, I mean, I guess the cash flow is better than having these things parked in a, you know, in a shed someplace. But is that, are you at break even or better?
Yeah. So on a trip by trip basis, you know, we don't have that high of a hurdle from a passenger count basis to cover our direct costs. So, you know, we can operate at this level for quite a while. And, you know, we saw enough light at the end of the tunnel to decide to expand starting today and bring our service back to Oklahoma City, Fort Worth, and San Antonio.
So you got Dallas, Austin,
Houston.
I guess
Fort Worth. Yep. Oklahoma City and San Antonio.
So it's interesting. And you, the last time we talked, I think you were filling the void that Southwest Airlines had left by, you know, stopping the service to Oklahoma City. And that got you some new business. But tell me about the travelers that you're seeing right now, and especially your experience going to May 29.
Heavy leisure traveler, almost all leisure travelers. So we miss the business travelers dearly, and we're excited for the day they come back. But right now it's heavy leisure travelers, very few business travelers. And so, you know, we're doing some creative things to keep the fleet busy. We've started doing what we call Vonlane Interstate Charter. And so what we're finding is that families that want to maybe head to the mountains, head to the beach, can't find a flight or don't feel comfortable flying. And so they're chartering their own private jet on wheels. And, you know, we're taking folks from Houston to Aspen and Dallas to Vail and Austin to the Florida beaches. And it's turned out to be a nice business for us.
You know, if you got an extra seat available on that Aspen run, I might take it. That sounds attractive. So you're not using the whole fleet right now. And of course, also we've talked about, you know, your expansion beyond Texas and now Oklahoma into Tennessee and other states. Everything on hold right now?
Yes. The Tennessee expansion, which was going to be Nashville, Memphis, Nashville, Atlanta, is on hold. We're back to our Texas first mentality. And so we want to get Texas back to where it was before the pandemic. And then we'll look at going out of state again. So, yeah, there's some part of the fleet that is sitting, much like the airlines, but we're keeping them busy with those long-distance charters.
So, so that would answer the other question, which is I know you've got an enormously long lead time for coaches, and you had tremendous demand for new coaches. I assume that's on hold right now, too.
Yeah, we actually have some coaches that are in the conversion process right now. So work is still continuing to add to the fleet. And, you know, our hope is that with the fall and you know, if things pan out well for society, that we'll have a need for those coaches when they get here.
Yeah. So what are you doing for pricing right now? Do you gauge yourself off the competing, you know, airline fare, or how do you price?
We do not. You know, we have always, since day one, kept a very simple pricing method for our scheduled service. So we have not changed our rates at all. despite the significant investment we're making in all the safety precautions, in blocking of seats, just the the decrease in utilization, we're not changing our pricing. It's still very simple and for people to understand.
So how do you market? I've always enjoyed our conversations. I've always been intrigued. I enjoy seeing the coaches. I run into friends that have that use it. But how do you market Vonline?
We do three things. We have billboards all over the highways that we serve. So we want to catch the driver that is at the end of that 3-hour drive and exhausted, and have them look up and see a nice, beautiful Vonlane seat on a billboard that says, "Aren't you tired of driving?" And then they hear a radio ad for us. So we are radio customers. So we'll have some radio ads running in our markets. And then finally, we catch people online. And so we have real targeted ads based on interest and interest in travel and business that are targeting people on social media through paid advertisement, as well as just banner ads throughout the internet.
So do you have a sense of how long you're going to be, blocking the aisle seats and running it at COVID levels?
At a minimum until September 1, and we'll evaluate in August if we go through September. I know Southwest has said they're going to go through September, so there's probably a good possibility we mimic that. They are very smart over there, so we definitely try and follow their lead and respect them a lot.
Well, and in fact, your Dallas location is in the shadows of Southwest Airlines.
That's right.
You're in Love Field. So
that's right.
You can't get closer. Well, look, I'm glad you're back in business, and I hope you get all the coaches on the road pretty soon.
Thank you, David.
Because you're a good economic indicator. Alex Danz is the founder and CEO of Vonlane. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for more of a conversation with Mr. Danz. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.